Hillary Rodham Clinton has begun her campaign for president in earnest. In a speech on New York's Roosevelt Island, the former Secretary of State, senator from New York, and spouse of a president, didn't speak so much about world leaders she's known and tough decisions she's made, but her mother, Dorothy Rodham, and her tough life.
When I was old enough to understand, I asked what kept her going. You know what her answer was? Something very simple. Kindness from someone who believed she mattered.
NPR's Tamara Keith was there for Senator Clinton's speech and joins us now. Thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
Hillary Clinton's been a household name for what, 25 years?
At least.
Did she try to present herself in a different way today?
I think that she has tried to present herself in this way before, but it hasn't necessarily stuck. Generally speaking, Americans think they know her, and she was out here trying to reintroduce herself yet again and talked a lot about her mom, mentioned her husband, mostly in light of his policy accomplishments and put him in the context of other great Democratic presidents, her description. But it was also, you know, although it was a very personal speech, it was also a very policy-heavy speech.
And what policies? I mean, I noticed that although she was Secretary of State and at one point talked about staring down Vladimir Putin, there was a lot more in this speech about domestic policy.
That's correct. And I think that her campaign really believes that that is her strength in this race, is this domestic policy stuff, in particular about helping people get ahead. A big applause line at the very near the beginning of the speech was she says, you have to wonder, when does my hard work pay off? When do I get ahead? And she says, I say now. And that was as she began describing sort of the rationale for her candidacy. She says, you know, America can't succeed unless you succeed. And that is why I am running for president. That's what she said, of course.
Any specific policy pledges you noticed that might at some point become an issue in a Democratic primary or ultimately a fall election campaign?
Well, the things that she sort of alluded to that her campaign says we'll get more detail on in the not-so-distant future are things like universal pre-K. So every child would get an education before kindergarten, though there aren't details on that yet. She talked about wanting paid family leave. She wanted affordable college for all. These are things that will do well in a Democratic primary and are also things that in a general election, her campaign certainly hopes she can make an issue and keep people talking about.
And Tam, could you hear in where the applause came as to where Mrs. Clinton might see the core of her support?
It's interesting. Many of the big applause lines were sort of the economic populist lines that could have been delivered by an Elizabeth Warren or a Bernie Sanders. And Clinton and her campaign would argue that she's been here on these issues all along, too. Also, big applause lines when she talked about lesbian, gay, and transgender people and equal rights. Also, immigration got big applause lines.
Yeah. And she wasn't just on Roosevelt Island for The View. There was a lot of invoking the spirit of Franklin D., wasn't there?
It definitely, at the beginning of the speech, there was a lot of that. She also said that they picked this site because, conveniently, it didn't have any ceilings. And certainly, she talked several times about her chance to make history.
NPR's Tamara Keith, thanks very much.
You're welcome very much.